Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the chambers of the Portland City Council. Today is Wednesday. It is February 15th, 2012. The city of Portland is now 167 days old, right?
Okay.
What do you think, Carla?
Does that
sound good? All right. It's 9:30 a.m. How are you today, Carla?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you, Mayor?
Good. How was your Valentine's Day celebration?
It was quiet.
It was quiet, but nice.
Yes.
Okay, good. Can you please call the roll?
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Leonard. Adams.
Here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. Can you please read the title for Communications 137?
Request of Steve Furry to address council regarding small business in Portland.
Mr. Furry, please come forward. Thank you for being here. You just need, for the record, to give us your first and last name, and that clock will help you count down 3 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, my name is Steve Furry, and good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. As I stated, my name is Steve Furry, and I'm the owner of Mr. Uter Plumbing. In addition, I'm also the Vice Chair for the Small Business Advisory Council here in the city. As a plumbing company in five counties doing plumbing and drain cleaning, I would like to first compliment you on the efficiency of the permitting system in the city. The online process has been very efficient, and it made getting permits for all our small jobs much easier. I also want to encourage you to continue the storefront improvement program and the micro-lending programs for small business, as this really helps our small business community grow. In order to grow our local community, we need a favorable business environment by reducing taxes and fees that can be burdensome to small business. I would also urge you to raise the owner's compensation deduction for the business license fee. This will help small business put money back into the business. The main reason I'm here today is to talk about educating today's youth. You hear both nationally and locally about the global economy or traded sector. In order to compete in both of those arenas, there's a strong push, and rightfully so, to make sure that we raise the number of students attending higher education. While I agree with this emphasis, we cannot lose sight of those students who are not college bound, but can be very successful in the trades. We have a number of youth that will need training in careers such as electricians, plumbers, auto mechanics, etc. You also hear a lot of news at both the national and local levels about improving the number of students graduating higher education. The common statement is, to be successful in the global economy, you need a college education. The concern I have with this statement is, what are we saying to those youths that are not college bound? There are those students that know they are not college bound and choose not to attend. We still need people to build, repair, and maintain our infrastructure and citizens' homes, which are all accomplished by tradespeople. I advocate for metal, woodworking, auto mechanics shops in our high schools to help people get some hands-on experience to know what it's like. In addition, we need to continue pre-apprenticeship programs in our public school system. With the high technology society we live in these days, we need to support young people that want to work with their hands. As a board member of Area 1 Plumbers Apprenticeship Board, I can tell you that it's getting harder to get good quality applicants to the program because young people have not learned to work with their hands. This is why it's imperative to teach them how they can have successful careers in the trades. My journeyman plumbers average about $61,000 a year with medical, dental, and 401k plans. I can assure you other trades have strong wages and benefits. Those students that are not college bound already know it. If we focus on people getting college degrees in order to be successful, the message we are sending to those youths that they know they're not going to college, or what is the message? I'm sorry, what is the message? We need to support their career goals just as we prepare them as we prepare others for college. So thank you for your time.
Well, I just want to thank you for your message. It's something that this city council agrees with you passionately, and that's why we always talk about definitely high school graduation and then on to college or skills trade. So it's really
thank
appreciate
you.
The emphasis.
And Steve, thanks for the services you provide. We've had occasion to call Mr. Reuter on occasion, and when we've had backed up drains, and we always get good service. So thank
hopefully,
you.
Yeah, hopefully, give you outstanding service. So
Thank you.
Thank you.
And where do people go if they would like to find your service on, let's say, the website? Do you have a website?
Yes. It's portland.mrreuter.com.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Carly, can you please read the title for communications item number 138?
Request of Moses Rosen to address council regarding First Amendment rights and responsibilities.
Good morning. I didn't know what I was going to be speaking about, but so I wrote that, but I've come up with something. I wanted to share a little bit of inspiration. This comes from the book of Zechariah. And the word of the Lord Almighty says, administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the alien, or the poor. In your hearts, do not think evil of each other. But they refused to pay attention. They stubbornly turned their backs and stopped up their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint and would not listen to the law or the words of God. So, you know, we can know what happened there. They got scattered and the land was desolate after that. Prayers for the world. There is no world outside us. The world is, in fact, our collective projections of love, fear, hopes, and conflicts. In taking responsibility for our own thoughts and feelings, we play our part in healing the world. The world is in a critical phase because we are. The world is in a massive shift because we are. The world still has a chance for survival, both in spite of and because of us. Our prayers for the world are our greatest contribution to its healing and rebirth. Dear God, there is so much danger in the world today. There is so much insanity, so much darkness and fear. Our human resources are not enough to counter the evil in our streets and in our minds. Dear God, please send a miracle. Prayers for leaders. We are experiencing a crisis of leadership now, not so much because people lack the qualities necessary for it, but because we systematically invalidate such qualities. It is hard in today's world for a person to stand up in excellence and power within the public realm. There are myriad forces marshaled against doing so, causing massive brain and spirit drain from the realms of worldly power. Let us support the possibility of greatness in anyone at any time. We must rethink our attitudes about leaders, or at the rate we're going, we will soon have none. We must create fertile ground for leadership in order to prepare the way for great leaders. A politician listens to his or her constituents. A leader listens to whispers in the wind. Dear Lord, we pray for the leaders of this city and every other city. May they not be swayed by false politics, but listen instead to the spirit of truth. May they not hearken to the false and bitter voices of a frightened world, but instead hear the angels who minister unto them. May the world make room for their leadership and resist no more their growth into greatness. May their virtue shield them. May their lack of virtue be forgiven and corrected. May their words be true. May their strength go before them to cut like a sword through all illusion. May they see the innocence and brotherhood in those who oppose them. May they grow beyond a shallow fight. And thus may we all be taken with them into a new light, new peace, new politics, new hope for all the world. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
I have a prayer for the earth that I'd like to read.
Your time's up.
I understand that. You can't give me 1 minute for a prayer for the earth?
Sir, I've given you more than your allotted time. We'll see you next month.
Okay, thank you. I'll have more next month.
Great. We're going to consider the consent agenda. Does anyone have any items to pull from the consent agenda? Carla, can you please call the vote on the consent agenda?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Consent agenda is approved. Can you please read the title and, I believe, call the vote for item number 156?
Authorize an agreement and memorandum of understanding with the Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, criminal investigation to allow for reimbursement of city expenses. It was my understanding this was going to be rescheduled to next Wednesday.
Okay. So unless there are objections, this is rescheduled to next Wednesday on the regular agenda. So done. Can you please read the title for procurement report, item number 157?
Authorize a contract with Oregon Iron Works, Inc. to provide 2 50-foot aluminum hull fireboats for a contractual total not to exceed $5,013,277.
Good morning. Welcome back. Welcome.
Good morning.
What are we looking at here?
I'm Barb Gibson, Procurement Manager with Procurement Services. Today, you have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to Oregon Iron Works for 2 50-foot aluminum hull fireboats. Due to the advanced age and increasing maintenance and repair costs for the current in-service fireboats, Portland Fire and Rescue requires their replacement as they will reach the end of their useful life within the next 5 years. In October 2011, the city issued an RFP for proposal, for a request for proposal for the construction of the 2 fireboats, and 3 responses were received. Oregon Iron Works was the highest scored proposer. In their response, Oregon Iron Works indicated they would be using local women-owned business for 15% of the design work on this project in the areas of interior design and layout, and composite manufacturing. In addition, sustainability criteria was also included as part of the evaluation. This criteria included a description of the proposer's environmental plan, practices to reduce the environmental impact, options for interior finishes that are low emitting and not to contain known carcinogens or reproductive toxins, environmental impact on delivering vessels from the manufacturing site, and then working with the owner on delivering options for environmentally preferable materials. Oregon Iron Works received 58 of the total 68 points for sustainability. At this time, I'll turn this back to the council for any questions regarding the process. Tim Von Sagan from the Fire Bureau is here to answer any technical questions about the project that you might have. And additionally, representatives from Oregon Iron Works are in the council chambers should you have any questions.
Discussion from council. Anything you'd like to add, sir?
I'm just like to say I'm excited to have a local company going to build these boats from Clackamas. And Josh Prusik from Oregon Iron Works is here today.
So they're building our streetcars and they're building our fireboats. I think it's cool.
I think it's great.
What about an aquatic streetcar? Or a fire streetcar?
Mayor, it's also, I think, we're celebrating that these costs are covered by the general obligation bond that
yes.
the voters passed in November of 2010. So we are honoring a commitment we made through that process.
Right.
And our thanks to Commissioner Leonard for making that possible. So is there anyone signed up to testify on item number 157?
No one signed up.
Anyone wish to testify? I'll entertain a motion to...
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to accept the procurement report. Can you please call the vote?
Fritz.
Thank you for your diligent work in putting together this procurement report, and Oregon Iron Works for being a very valued local company. Thanks to the taxpayers of Portland for funding these necessary votes. Aye.
Fish.
Just want to say I'm proud that we get through this process to support Oregon workers and keep the money here at home and support family wage jobs in our community. And delighted that, and not surprised that Oregon Iron Works once again scored so highly. I want to echo what the mayor said in thanking Commissioner Leonard for taking on the GO bond, which narrowly passed, but it passed. And we are honoring a commitment we've made to the voters. Aye.
Saltzman.
Also want to thank our voters and congratulations to Oregon Iron Works. It's great. Aye.
Adams.
Be sure and give my regards to Chandra Brown. We appreciate all her leadership as well. Aye. Congratulations. Go build us some fireboats. Can you please read the title? It's this regular sidewalk repair ordinance, item number 158.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
Hi, welcome back.
Hi there.
First reading, non-emergency.
Yes.
Any discussion from council? Anything you'd like to highlight that's new or different about this particular ordinance?
No, same as always before.
All right. Anyone wish to testify on item number 158?
No one signed up.
Well, then it gives us an opportunity to thank you for your great ongoing work in keeping our sidewalks safe and smooth and accessible. Thank you. This moves to a second reading. What's left? Is that it?
New record, well done.
We're adjourned.
Yeah, nice.
Shocked you, didn't I? You're just like whiplash. You don't know what happened. Boom, it's done.
Big notebook here.
Actually, Dan and I were prepared to read.